Let me make a very unfair statement that may piss off a few of y'all. Please. Yeah, that's what we're here for, right? It has to do with the term software engineering. And this goes to all of you who call yourself software engineers. I think it's a great term, but the term engineer kind of connotates somebody who's had a fundamental amount of training, has been mentored by a professional engineer, has done the apprenticeship programs, has built themselves up to the point where they can then be, in most cases, board certified to use the term engineer, like the professional engineer licensing, for example. Software engineers, unfortunately, don't have that yet. And this is something that the software engineering community has got to come to grips with. This is not something that the government's going to mandate or whatever. We really need to have the community do this to become a professional organization and to treat themselves as, if we're going to use the title engineer, then as professionals that have that growing process. So you don't hire a 17-year-old right out of high school and have them writing, you know, core code for whatever it is your software is. What experience does a 17-year-old have? You're certainly not going to let him go out and design the steel that goes underneath some bridge someplace. Not until they're probably in their 50s are they doing that, because you want to bring them up and get that level of responsibility there. Unfortunately, that mindset is something we're just not quite there yet. I know a few companies are doing that, but it's very hard because it is hard to find good programmers. And, in fact, the most creative ones are the youngest ones. But what they have working against them is the experience. So the challenge then for the software engineering community then is, how do you make the professional side of engineering apply to the writing of software? And how do you professionalize this profession, per se?
It's been there for many years, actually. I mean, software engineering has been around. These are the people who write code for the space shuttle. Mm-hmm. They understand how to make reliable code, safe code. And people are just misusing the title.
Yes.
So to say they're a software engineer is not true. So I got a master's in computer engineering, and software engineering was what I did. Mm-hmm. I got out of software engineering because everybody and their brother's a coder, a programmer, this point-and-click stuff. And
claim you're an engineer.
Sure. So now I said, forget this. So I read, you know, Decline and Fall of the American Programmer, and I go, enough. Yep. I'm not going to program anymore. And I believed in software engineering. We went through, you know, I got the company I was working for at the time to buy into the CMM. We had SEI come out and rate them. You know, they thought they were going to do great. They didn't do so great. They improved. And that process is still around. And people who write serious code, again, take that seriously. So I was at, General Dynamics a couple months ago, and they were touting that they had three locations that were level five. That's software engineering. That's not just throwing code together.
That's right. But how do we institutionalize that?
Yeah, how do you spread it? I mean, this is, like you say, this is get back into the schools. I mean, Matt Bishop has been running around for like 15 years trying to say, we need to learn how to program and get this in schools. And it comes with experience and time, so you have to learn how to do it first. You can start to put in concepts, but to understand everything all at once is hard.
Right. Absolutely.